kick ass. Whoa, that's kick ass. Make your life better? This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Well, top of the morning to you. It is Monday morning. It is the 600-second Kick-Ass Life Show, designed to put a little smile on your face, a spring into your step, and allow me to give you a little boot in the body on Monday morning. Get you going, that's right. First, though, a few fun facts. Wearing a headphone for just an hour will increase the bacteria in your lug hole, in your ear, by 700 times. And the original basket in basketball, as invented by James Naismith in 1891, was a peach basket. And like fingerprints, everyone's tongue print is different. Who did it? Oh my God. I can't imagine a detective dusting for a tongue print, but you know, dentists have recommended that a toothbrush be kept at least 6 feet away from a toilet to avoid airborne particles resulting from the flush. This isn't what you wanted to hear this Monday morning, especially if your bathroom isn't 6 feet long. You got a dirty toothbrush, that's all I'm telling you. And in most American states, a wedding ring is exempt by law from inclusion among the assets in a bankruptcy estate. This means that a wedding ring cannot be seized by creditors, no matter how much the person owes. You know, it is Monday, and one of the things I decided is we're going to have a little comedy. And this guy here, his name's Mark Normand. Check him out. Here we go.
To be here, I'm in a bit of a weird place right now. Bumped into the ex-girlfriend on the street recently. Wasn't ready for that one. She looked great. She was the one that got away. We dated for 6 years. She dumped me out of the blue because she said I wasn't manly enough for her. And at the time, I liked her so much, I was like, I'll do anything you want. What do you want me to do? Work out? Join the army? Hit you? Whatever you need, I'll do it. She was like, look, I just need a manlier guy. I was like, tell me what you want and I'll do it. She's like, all right, fine. I want a guy who will pay for everything, support me financially, always drive, always open door for me, protect me. I'm like, let me stop you right there. Not a man. Good Lord, of course you want to date that guy. That guy sounds amazing. I would date that guy. My friends would be like, hey, Mark, are you gay now? I'm like, hold on. You haven't met Jeff. This guy's incredible. He already beat up my high school bully, paid off my student loans. We're getting lobster tonight.
There you go. A little comedy to start you off on Monday morning. So, you know, what are we going to talk about? You know, I thought I'd talk about habits, bad habits. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Those bad habits. But, you know, there's a, how do you break them? How do you break the bad habits you have? Because if you're going to move forward to a kick-ass life, you definitely have to start looking at some of the bad habits you have and what you're going to do with them, all right? What are you going to do to get over them? But, you know, I'm not ready quite yet because I like to start with a little music. Van Halen, Jump, here we go.
And I know.
Are you awake yet?
Baby, just how you feel.
Come on, wakey, wakey, everybody.
You got to roll with the punches and get the words real.
You know, and, you know, one of the things when I started out sort of changing everything, when I went from a little broke fella to a wealthy fella, when I went from a mediocrely happy person to an incredibly happy person, there's some things I had to do, a few things. One of them, I had to give up certain things. I had to make space for all the success to come in. And I don't know why I do this, but I don't know why you stay in a silly accent. All right. Anyway, so yeah, let's talk about it. Let's talk about one of these the things that we have to look at, right? Which is, you know, if we want something new, we have to sort of sometimes get rid of bad habits. One of the things I did right away when I read a book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And again, by the way, all of the songs and all of the you know, any links to anything I'm doing, the comedian, everything, they'll be in the show notes. So you can go to thekickasslife.com and have a look at the show notes. And I'm promising you, we're getting better at everything. Oh, do we? Are we getting better? Oh, I'm telling you, we're trying. We got lots of new stuff coming for you. I'm so excited. I can hardly stand myself. But, you know, it's not really about just giving up a habit. It's about replacing it. And I remember after reading Think and Grow Rich, no one had ever told me I could become wealthy. And so one of the things I did was I got rid of television completely from my life and newspapers. I didn't read a newspaper. Now, I'll be honest with you, the only ever time I read a newspaper right now, if I find a newspaper in the airport as I'm about to board a plane and there's one laying on a seat, or sometimes if I walk through the hotel as I'm going to the plane, that's the only time I read it. And as I'm taking off, I read a newspaper now. But I didn't for about 10 years read any newspapers. And I can talk about any subject. So it's not like you miss out. You just find out news from conversations with people, which is awesome. But the other thing I gave up was television completely. I actually decided I wouldn't have one in my home. I decided I would, even when I stayed at hotels, because I used to back then. And this would have been in 1992, I think. 1992 would have been. Yeah, somewhere right there. It's not that long ago, really. And again, I didn't really, I'll be honest with you, I didn't really create as much wealth back then, but I started changing the way I thought about things. You know, I hadn't really figured out the whole wealth stuff quite then. But I did shatter my paradigm around it because, you know, I was grown, I was taught by my teachers that I was going to be broke my whole life and not amount to much. So I had to sort of shatter that belief system first. So the idea, though, is I actually would go to hotels and I would say to the hotel manager, would you mind removing the TV from my room? So it wasn't there. It's the temptation part. So if you have a bad habit, whether it's smoking or too much drinking, not that there's ever too much drinking, of course, but there's, you know, whatever it is, you know what your habits are. It's a question of not just eliminating them, but what about replacing them? And most people's habits come from stress or boredom. You know, so, you know, if you're coming home every night, and the first thing you do is cork in a bottle of wine and you know, you go to bed and there's a bottle or bottle and a half drank every single night, you know. And again, I don't throw stones in glass houses. I grew up in a sort of a drinking culture. So, you know, I like to have a few drinks and I enjoy being with my friends. In fact, last night we had a guy's night out, which is awesome. And so Mark, Sean, Ben and I, Ben's wife was out of town, Beth. And so he cooked us the most amazing dinner. Ben, thank you. I'm dedicating this show to Ben. you know, because it's just awesome. It's awesome to get together with your friends. And, you know, and we love to sit around, drink some great wine and talk and chat. And we watch the hockey game and I just chat, you know, just catch up. And it's something we do on a regular basis, you know, a group of guys. But again, what I really want to get to is how do you break a bad habit? You know, so it's choosing a substitute for the bad habit, I think is one of the keys, is replacing filling the void. You know, so again, if you, I'll give you an example. If you want to quit smoking, and I used to smoke, I smoked for 7 years, you know, and now I'm kind of a bit of an anti-smoker, which I apologize for. You know, I really shouldn't be because I've obviously been there, right? But I think that the idea is you need to, let's say you smoke out on the deck. Get rid of the chair on the deck, replace it with a plant. When you have that urge, go for a walk, do something, replace that moment. And that's what I had to do. I had to remove the television from, you know, from the environment completely. Because there's nothing, I mean, in a hotel room, what do? You lay in bed. It's so easy to turn that sucker on, right? And I started doing things with the time. I started reading really positive books, you know, and that was the beginning of the transformation for me was, you know, good stuff in, good stuff out. And in saying that, you know, I can't be talking all this time without a little song, can I really? And I thought what I would do for you is play you one of these. This is Bob Seger and old time rock and roll. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Kelowna, British Columbia. About the days of old, that old time rock and roll. You hear this one from me all the time, you know. So another couple of things you got to do, right? Cut out as many triggers. We talked about that, right? And like if you smoke when you drink, then just stop going to the bar if you want to quit, right? You just have to. You have to do something about it, right? But or join forces. You need to join forces with somebody. Have somebody help you out with it. You know, it's just so much easier if there's somebody engaged with you, and surrounding yourself with people that live the same way, right? So if you're hanging out with a lot of smokers and you're trying to quit smoking, it's very, very hard. But if you want to create success, hang around with people that are successful. It's like, you know, our conversations last night is people who want something. They want to dream. They dream big dreams. They go out there and they do something about it, right? And then, you know, using visualizations to succeed and really seeing yourself as a success without that sabotage, that little monkey brain. The program I just did last week was in Phoenix. You know, a lot of it's about, you know, powerful presentations. But I spent a lot of time working on the imposter, that little part of the brain that doesn't shut up, that isn't our cheerleader. And that's why you can't think your way into success, because our brain isn't designed to make us rich and happy. If it was, we'd all be rich and happy, because it's a pretty advanced computer. So anyway, you know, and also change language. Something, you know, I had to learn was, you know, it's like, I'm fat and out of shape, all right? That could be easy to say that. But if you said, hey, listen, I'm out of shape. However, I like the word however, I could be in shape in a few months from now, or I'm going to be in shape from a few months from now. Instead of allowing yourself to just sort of focus on those negative things, I'm broke. However, you know, I'm really looking at different ways to create financial freedom, or however, I'm really, you know, I'm really sort of starting to study finances so that I can, you know, and not be broke anymore. So, you know, just watch what we say to ourselves, because it's so very easy for us to talk ourselves into these habits that really don't create success. I'll do a whole show on this. This is just a little taster, because I know this week I want you to think about a little homework this week. Think about a habit, something you want to change, and fill with a new one. Why not? All right. And there's a few keys, not too many. But I do want to say a few thank yous for the reviews on our American reviews from Victoria Pleck. I think it's Pleck. B.A. Downing, Allison Carlson, Tavin N, Valone X, and Yelly U. They're all from the American site. From Canada, Joey White and Innie M. She says, I'm hooked. All of you, 5 stars, thank you so much. And Australia, what about Filster 66? Bro from Oz, and then Nathan Ozuk, Nathan Spencer, I think it is. Thank you, guys. Thanks for the reviews. It's really the only way that we can reach more people is with your help, to go and leave a review and a rating, a 5-star rating if you want, if you're enjoying it on iTunes. And with that being said, we need a song. Hey, a little Beatles to send us to our, you know, we're already over. We're over by a minute or two. I apologize. 2 minutes over. But, you know, it's been a hard night. What can I say? I was out with the boys. Here we go. Everything seems to be right when I'm home. Feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like love. All right, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, that's the Beatles, A Hard Day's Night. Don't forget, go to thekickasslife.com. If you would like to look at any of the show notes and find out who this comedian was and some of the songs, just go there and you'll find them there. And also, again, thank you for your reviews in advance. Take a few minutes, help out the show. We can reach much more people with your help. Together, we can do what is impossible to do alone. Anyway, you know, we so appreciate you. And we'll see you on Facebook. You can join us there. The Kick-Ass Life with David Wood podcast on Facebook. We'll see you there. And I'm so excited about that. And I should give you an easier way to find us, eh? It's davidonfacebook.com. davidonfacebook.com. How's that? That's easier. I'll see you there. And we'll see you on the other side. I should be sleeping.